Tom, what's the latest on the Vikings quarterback situation?
Well, we'll talk about the Vikings quarterback situation in a bit, Mike, but you said everybody's talking about Jared Goff and the Rams offense, so let's start there. One thing that stood out to opposing coaches this season when they're facing the Rams, when they're looking at this turnaround, all the points that they've managed to score, is that they're doing it without mixing up their personnel or their formations a whole lot. Rams coach Sean McVay told me that is philosophical. They want to run a ton of plays that all start out looking the same and then run a variety of complementary things off of that. So how's that challenge a defense? Well, there could be fewer tips and tells about what the Rams are doing before the ball is snapped. Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks told me, you've got to hone in on the little details, but don't get too carried away with the little details because that's when the Rams switch it up. No matter what the Rams run, Kendricks said, it's about us stopping it. Let's go to Stacey Dales in New Orleans.
Good morning, Tom. You know, I just heard Steve Smith Sr. talk about this Rams defense and how they're top 10 in every category. Well, this Saints offense, they are top 10 in every category. As I prep this week, I find it remarkable. But what's more remarkable to me is the defensive improvements for this team. They have been the catalyst. I talked to safety Von Bell this week. He said, man, we are having fun from the front of that defense to the back of that defense. Think about this, guys. This defense has held opposing quarterbacks to 3 touchdowns in their 7-game win streak. They have forced 10 interceptions. That's remarkable. They're having a blast, and I can't wait to see them play here today against these Redskins guys who tell me it's a single-game season now. They have to win, or it's basically over.